Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
Okay, hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Walden. My guest today is Isabella Pellizzatti Perego. Perego? Perego?
Perego.
So, and your family winery is called Arpepe, and yes. You're in the Valtellina region of Lombardy, and you make wines under the Inferno, Grumello, and Sassella DOCs in the Valtellina. It looks like you have an amazing story, and you live in an amazing and very extreme place. Tell me about your ancestors, your father and your grandfather, some of their stories, and then tell us about your terroir and your wines.
Yes, I think Valtellina is a really unique place in the world. A little bit not so much known as the Lange and Toscana, of course, but we are further north on top of Lombardy, on top of Lake Como, just close to the Swiss border. And it's a very, very unique place where Nebbiolo, locally called Chiave Nasca, has been grown since ever. And our family tradition is very long. We are now the fifth generation of a family producing wine since the 1860s. And we are very proud of this, but we also feel an honor and also the responsibility to keep going this way because it's so important.
Okay, which wine did you brought one of your wines in today, did you, to taste?
I did. We brought in, I can show it to you today. It's our Valtellina Superiore di OCG Sassella Riserva Roccia Rosso 2007. And this wine has been selected by Opera Wine. And it's also a wine that has been receiving an incredible award from Camera Rosso 2018 as the best red wine in Italy. So we are... We were so incredibly surprised by this recognition, especially because we are specialized in very long aging wines, and this is what we like to do most. But also, we look and love the very traditional wines, and we believe
that. What's this wine made from then? Is it 100%?
It's 100% Nebbiolo Chiave Nasca.
So, and Chiave Nasca is the name that you call Nebbiolo in your part of Lombardy, and you're part of Lombardy.
Yes, Chiave Nasca is the local name for Nebbiolo. It's coming from a dialect word, Chubinasca, which means more adapt to be transformed into wines, and this name was given to Nebbiolo.
Okay, what would you drink that with when you're at home with your family? What's an ideal local dish from Lombardy?
In Valtellina, we have a lot of buckwheat in our recipes. We have a buckwheat pasta that is called pizzoccheri. We make also buckwheat polenta. We do a lot of other recipes. Also, we have a lot of game meat, a lot of special cheese, like the Vito, the Valtellina Casera cheese, that can be ripened very well.
And, is that from a cow or from a sheep?
It's a cow and goat with a little percentage of goat, the Vito. Otherwise, the majority are 100% cows normally, but we also have some special goat cheese here and there.
Okay, what's have you got the bottle open?
I did because I need to breathe. Also, it's a 2007, so
that's okay. Just pour yourself a little drip of wine, and you're going to do the best thing on radio and TV, which is to speak and taste wine and spit at all at the same time. That's your mission for today. So when you have that as a family, in terms of aging, how many years would you say normally this type of red wine would need in bottle before you drink it?
Well, this bottle, it's already 13 years old. It's a wine that can be aged for extra 10, 20 years and more. And we experienced the eldest bottle ever in our family tasting a 60 years old. That was the vintage of our father. And it was still amazing after 60 years. So That is the proof that the Nebbiolo from the mountain, the Alpine Nebbiolo, can really last very well.
What was your father called, and why was he so crazy?
They were calling the ancien regime of the group, but he really loved his own terroir and his own valley, and he did his best to proceed in this way. And we are here to proceed his passion, and I think in a way Valtellina is still not well exploited yet. There's still a lot of potential. Yeah.
So when you were a little girl, did you, all of your work or most of your work in the vineyards is done by hand? It's very extreme conditions. You're in an alpine region, effectively. How many man hours or woman hours do you need per hectare per year to make your work?
We actually need one person per hectare per year to do all the work, from putting the plant up to the harvest. So it's an incredible work. And we have roughly 15 hectares nowadays, so it's a lot of labor intense. But it's really a matter of love, because we love our land, and that's the only way of working.
So if you go onto the company website, you think it's a family-owned thing, and there's like a photo of about 760 people. And I was thinking, is this a cooperative or is it a private estate? And all of these people, no, I thought it's almost like a football crowd that you have there, like a soccer stadium. And so really, I mean, all these people each basically have to do only 1 hectare per year. How steep are the vineyards?
The steep are very, very steep, much more than 30%. Some places are very, very much really like a completely vertical. So if you suffer vertigo in some places, you really can't go there, believe me.
I have another question. When you go to wine tastings and you're wearing a white pullover, how do you keep that clean during the day? What is your top tip for spitting in a large crowd at a major wine event?
Well, you have to be very, very careful. But I try to be precise. I'm not always dressing white. But I thought it was easier to see the color as well.
Okay. Alrighty. What would be your wish? If you could change one thing about your estate, what would you change?
It's a tough question. Maybe to be more brothers and sisters, to be a little bit more, more energy, more family efforts, to be stronger and be able to make real all this, the dreams we have in our mind, because there are so many, and we are only three of us. Of course, there are wives and husbands, and they can support maybe a little bit, but maybe to be more brothers and sisters would be nicer.
One of your favorite flowers, it seems, is the Edelweiss, which is a typical flower of the Alps, because you're obviously quite near Switzerland. Why is that your favorite flower?
You know, that is very special. We have a lot of Alpine tradition also in terms of soldiers. And this was the best gift that a soldier was bringing to his wife or his love. And so it's a very special meaning for us, the Edelweiss, because it's like the most precious flower that you can find in the area. And you have to fight to get one on the very top of the mountain.
Okay, what's the most romantic thing that's ever happened to you with a flower?
The most romantic...
You've got a long list, have you? How much time has she got? Go on, you got to tell us.
Yeah, no, it's really incredible of this. And we can speak about this wine, or also if you
want. Yeah, you can give us a couple of words about the wine.
Yes. What we love of the color of our wines is that it's not so intense. It's a kind of a medium color, but it's a red, ruby, very light, very vivid. So we love to see the light in it all the time. I love an expression called crystal clear our minds, because there's always a lot of light in it.
Okay, Isabella, I'm going to let you taste away. I want to say thanks very much for coming on today and being such a warm person from a very cool area sometimes, extreme conditions. You're looking very fit and healthy. Enjoy the rest of your bottle. And I hope we can meet face to face in the mountains one day. Take care.
We hope so too. Take care. Cheers.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Listen to all of our pods on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, Himalaya FM, and on ItalianWinePodcast.com. Don't forget to send your tweets to @ItaWinePodcast.